lack of human resources, lack of human empathy, lack of humanity. This is what the citizens of Gaza are victims of. Welcome back to Throughline, where we discuss topics relevant to today's society. I'm Aurora, your host for today's episode. Today, we will be introducing a life-saving organization by the name of Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières. It is an independent organization where locally hired doctors assist victims of conflicts, disease outbreaks, and natural or human-made disasters. They have been active for over 50 years and are present in over 72 countries. They are funded by private donors and not by any government entities to upkeep this independent and impartial workspace, meaning it relies solely on donations. This ensures that the hundreds of thousands of health professionals will unbiasedly treat all patients regardless of race, religion, and political affiliation. When you hear about a tragedy on the news, rest assured that the MSF are some of the first to arrive on the scene, courageously nonetheless. MSF, time and time again, have proven to be a reliable and honest organization with a deadly, life-saving mission to keep the population safe and healthy. With that said, MSF is currently urgently responding to the war in Gaza, helping those affected by the bombings. They are operational in 6 different hospitals around the Gaza Strip and are offering aid in 8 other local hospitals. They are also on other, less urgent missions, such as assisting women in Mozambique to create a safer and more hygienic space for abortions. On top of helping hundreds of millions of patients worldwide, they are conducting research to improve global health. There are many ways in which you can help the cause, such as starting fundraisers, attending events, or even being a donor yourself. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. If you are interested or have the means to, please consider donating to the cause with the link in the description. We hope this episode has given you all the necessary information about this organization. As always, thank you for listening to Throughline, and we hope to see you next time. Bye.